Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. Final Sunday of August. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. He is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Last few weeks, talking about number theory, got into credit card security last week.
And encryption in general.
Right.
All kinds. And so, and we were working with numbers mod something, mod other numbers. So remember that, for example, 21 mod 4, we'd throw away all the 4s, and that was 21 mod 4 is just 1.
Can I ask something about mod something?
Yeah.
That's not only used for encryption, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a cornerstone of—
Of mathematics?
Of number theory.
Yeah. Of number theory. You as a math professional, I mean, how often do you use mod something?
Oh, I guess pretty routinely, really.
Oh, okay.
It's a way of counting around, having things sort of count back around, like clock arithmetic.
Oh, okay.
So
clock arithmetic.
Yeah, clock arithmetic is mod 12. You can think of it like what's, say, 9 o'clock plus 5 hours is—
Is 14.
Is 2.
2.
Well, at least on 12-hour clock, it's
2.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, I see. Yeah. But we're not quite done with credit cards.
Right. It's really kind of amazing. Not every 16-digit number is a valid credit card number, partly because there's a bank code and things like that, but lots and lots of different kinds of numbers, like product codes, credit card numbers, ISBN numbers for books, have what's called a checksum, which is just a way of checking to see if the digit, if a mistake has been made in transcribing it.
Checksum, S-U-M, a sum of all.
That's right.
Okay.
So you take each digit, and we're going to add them all up.
So we're talking your credit card number.
Mm-hmm.
Add them. Add up.
Well, with a little twist.
Oh, okay.
So what we do is we double every other number. So we start off. The first number is, say, 4, so we double that, and that's 8.
Okay.
The second number is 0.
Mm-hmm.
We don't double that. The next number is 2, and we double that.
So that'd be 4.
Next number is 2, we don't double that, and so on. So we double every other number, and then, but we also do one other thing when we double them. We reduce them mod 9. We take away any 9s that are there. So, for example, if I double 8, that's 8 plus 8 is 16. Then we throw away 9, that's 7.
Okay.
Okay, so it's kind of a complicated thing. We double every other number, and we reduce the mod 9. Then we add up that whole big mess, and if it's a valid credit card number, it'll come out to some multiple of 10. It'll be 0 mod 10. And so actually, one thing is, you know, we get all these phishing emails, you know, searching for, you know, pretending to be from eBay and something. And so, like, I don't know. It probably doesn't make a whit of difference to them, but I just usually, my own pleasure, go in and hit it on the link and make up some fake thing and type in some fake credit card number. And
just to mess with these people?
Just to mess with them. And some of them actually are sophisticated enough that they actually bother to take the checksum and see if it's a fake credit card number.
Whenever you have a system set up, an encrypted system set up, there's someone out there who's trying to break it or figure it out. So is it a safe guess that maybe 10 years from now, it'll be slightly different? Or
remember, these checksums aren't so much they're not so much security features as just making
right.
sure that you haven't messed up the entering a number.
Right.
Now, these security codes on the back of the card, yeah, probably those will change. Okay. Those have a particular way, particular interpretation, I think.
I think the only thing we haven't talked about is bamboo.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, Bamboopalooza is coming up on Saturday, September the 2nd, and we hope that everybody can come on down.
That's this coming Saturday.
That's this coming Saturday. Make some giant bamboo stars down on the corner of 71B, South School Avenue, and 6th Street.
In Fayetteville.
In Fayetteville, in front of Nightbird Books, and we're going to make lots and lots of giant bamboo mathematical stars.
Now,
anybody can participate. They're real easy to make, lots of fun.
Someone might say, now, how is making a star out of bamboo math?
Somebody might say that. Well, the stars have a mathematical
okay.
form. The way that they're made is actually very mathematical. I don't know that people, when they're making them, will think, you know, lots of mathematical
well,
thoughts.
Well, no, but...
Well, also the particular geometry of the thing. These happen to be icosahedral bamboo stars, for what that's worth.
And it's taking place Saturday in front of Nightbird Books in the Mill District in Fayetteville from when to when?
You know, mid-morning is probably the through lunch.
So see you there Saturday.
Thanks a bunch.
I'm Goodman Strauss, is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday, Ozarks at Large.